This week, No Refund Theater presents...
The Nickelodeon Throwback, conceived and adapted by Robin Kloss, which will run Thursday through Friday, April 16th through 18th at 8 p.m. in 111 Forum. All performances are free. Hello, we're here with the AD and four cast members from Nickelodeon Throwback. Please introduce yourself and your role.
I'm Pete Kadushin. I play the role of Robin's mouthpiece. I yell at everyone when they do things wrong, and I congratulate them when they do things right. But really, Robin's the brains of this operation, so I'm going to let somebody else talk now.
I'm Colin. I'm playing Artie in Pete and Pete, the radio voice, and Professor Ogie in Doug, and Sponge in Salute Your Shorts.
I'm Travis Zapp. I play Arnold in Hey Arnold, Mr. Bone in Doug, and Big Pete in Pete and Pete.
Professor Bone?
Assistant
Principal Lamar Bone.
My name is Bridget Zerblis, and I play Helga in Hey Arnold and Pink Eye in Pete and Pete.
My name is Ashley Morocco, and I'm playing Patty Mayonnaise in Doug and the role of Little Pete in Pete and Pete.
And we are now also joined by our director. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Robin Kloss, and I'm directing Nickelodeon Throwback.
Okay. Could you please describe, I know there are four shows you're covering. What are they, and what are the specific episodes you're doing?
Okay, well, first and foremost, the two cartoons we're doing are Doug and Hey Arnold. And if you guys remember from childhood, each of those episodes is actually only 15 minutes long, which will say a lot about our attention span. So any time that the show came on, you'd actually see two episodes at once. So we're actually doing two episodes of Doug. You'll see Doug Rocks Out and Doug is Quailman. We're doing two episodes of Hey Arnold, Stoop Kid, and Arnold's Hat. Salute Your Shorts, you'll see Zeke the Plumber. And for, what's the
other
one?
Pete and Pete.
Sorry, Nightcrawlers. So it's all the famous episodes that everybody loves.
And did you love all of these, or...?
Yeah, Salute Your Shorts is definitely, by far, my favorite show ever. Pete and Pete was a strong second.
I actually really didn't watch too much Pete and Pete when I was growing up. I think I saw all of, like, two episodes.
Yeah.
I'm too young for, like, Pete and Pete and Salute Your Shorts, to be clear. I know those
are
my older siblings.
You guys are
But amazing. I definitely know Doug and Hey Arnold, for sure.
Hey Arnold was, by far, was one of my solid, like, it was like Angry Beavers, Rugrats, and Hey Arnold. Those were my kind of...
Rock and Marley.
Yeah, Hey Arnold
is
definitely my favorite.
So good. For people who aren't familiar with these shows, what makes them so great and so memorable?
I don't know who was in the Nickelodeon, the writers, somebody, but they somehow managed to find something that just drew the kids to the show. Like, it was...
There was something for everyone, I think.
Yeah, and it was that offbeat comedy. It was, they would say the things that everybody's thinking, but nobody said, you know, like, everybody's thinking the same thing about, I don't know, certain things, like crushes, like Helga's crush. Like, everybody's had that ridiculous crush. I mean, I have. I still do.
I've seen the shrine in her closet, and proven it.
I have a gum shrine of Paul. but, I mean, it's just all those little things, and, like, the awkward tension between Big Pete and Ellen. I don't know if anybody remembers that, and...
My mom absolutely loved Hey Arnold and a lot of the Nickelodeon cartoons, and now looking back on it as an older person, there's definitely a lot of things in them that relate to adults. Like in the episode of Arnold's Hat that we're doing, Arnold's mom is making a Bloody Mary, and it's clear that she's mixing up an alcoholic drink for herself, and
she asked for
Helga to pass her to pass the
Tabasco.
So it's definitely, now I can appreciate why my mom loved these cartoons so much.
I wonder if that's why it was so good. I find a lot nowadays when, like, even something like Shrek. Shrek was so successful because it was a kids' movie that had adult humor.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times nowadays, the kids' shows that you grow up with, like that iCarly kid who's jumping all over the video screen screaming all the time.
Oh, jeez.
It's all marketed towards kids, and there's not that underlying And I know that doesn't really make sense, because why would it draw the kids if the kids weren't getting the adult humor? But I feel like, you know, those cartoons,
they were more mature.
They were so
intelligent, more mature.
Yeah. They were a whole item. There were no holes. There was nothing missed.
I mean, think back to our childhood. There's nothing like that now.
Yeah, there's nothing like this.
I still watch the original episodes of SpongeBob every now and then when they rerun them on Nickelodeon, and I get so much more of the humor now than I did when I was back then. Like, they'll have like flashbacks and they'll be like 65 puns later, and you're like, I didn't know what a pun was when I was like 8 years old.
Hello, where is the Krusty Krab? It's in Bikini Bottom.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's point that out. You don't see any of that crap in Hey Arnold. You see good quality moral stuff.
Good wholesome fun. That's why I don't watch fun.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought that whole show's ruined.
Yeah.
Don't you just feel like such a perv?
I play a perv.
He's not, okay.
He's a superhero.
Okay, one thing that we have learned while working at Nickelodeon is that once you start writing down and just looking at the text of what people say,
suckle-faced boy,
it's a little awkward. I think when people come and see, like, now that you're older, when you guys come and see Artie, you'll think to yourselves, why is this man in spandex hanging out with all these children? Yeah.
But I'm not like my character, I swear.
Yeah, Colin's not actually a perv.
And
but he does like to wear
unibrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and
my head
Bridget's been
really
working on the unibrow for a long time, but I think we're still gonna have to add to it. So don't judge her based on that.
Sorry, do you have more questions? We're like,
oh no, this is perfect. Yeah, no,
this is okay.
Say what you want. Yeah. Working on the show, like, I noticed today you have props that you're rehearsing with. What, I mean,
props or toys?
Or well, like, toys. I saw that, I forgot what you call it, but the walkie thingy that they had in Home Alone.
Oh,
there you go. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you find those? I'm just curious.
Basement.
Okay.
Yeah, I just went home on Friday, and my trunk and backseat are full of My Little Ponies, Care Bears, Popples, Game Boys.
Popple, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm pointing over the stuff that's tennis ball on its back.
All things Robin brought up here as a freshman and then realized they weren't cool anymore.
Yeah. But they're cool again now. I mean, I feel like people would go nuts if I...
Oh, yeah.
No, I would. I absolutely would. I like these shows because it's like... It's all the good things about the 90s.
Yeah.
It's not the crap like falling down and skinning your knee and screwing up on your bike.
It makes you think of the fun that you have.
Yeah,
it's
being a kid again. It's those things that we identify our childhood with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a self-identity thing. I didn't realize how invested I actually was in this show until I started recalling. Like, it started bringing stuff back, you know?
I didn't realize how invested I used to be until I started doing this show.
When I was in kindergarten and my friend and I would literally run home from elementary school to hop on the couch and watch our after-school cartoons.
Yeah.
When I would willingly get up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday
to watch
the cartoon
because
there was just an investment in it that I don't even think we have now as adults. I think
we're
too busy
for
this kind of stuff. But, like, even the toys were so much simpler. Nowadays, everything has to have sound, it has to light up, it has to scream at you, it has to jump, wiggle, move, talk.
The baby dolls.
And it's just
today.
We were totally content with the bear. With just a toy bear. I feel like there's an essence of simplicity and innocence, while at the same time being a lot of fun, because when you do it as an adult, you start to realize, well, it's not as innocent as you thought it was, but it's I don't know, it's like getting to be a kid again. I just think that's fun.
Has that been hard, like, getting back to, like, acting like a kid? Is that hard for you? No.
I don't think I've ever.
I've often been called a large child, so I'm...
I think a lot of people would argue that I've never actually grown up.
Me too. I'm there with you. I really am.
And, I mean, that's kind of... We Pete and I looked at that at auditions. Well, I did, because Pete was in a show at the time. But, you know, people that could play on stage was important. And... I mean, I think most college kids are still kind of in that mindset where you want to be a kid.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just the ability to play. If you can play with someone, then you can play a kid, because that's what kids do. They play. And I mean, I know, like, I think about my little cousin. Like, I think about what they do, the way they move, like, the way they talk to each other, you know? It's very much big, exaggerated movements, because we wanted to be grown up and we wanted to be bigger than we were, but we were still so small.
And everything is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just fun.
It's just fun to play.
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty much the show. I mean, there was sort of a script, but mostly it's
go on stage and act like you're either 9 or 11, depending on the show. But
or like 35.
Or
35 and 6.
Like 16-ish.
Yeah.
I'm older.
Big Pete.
Yeah. Big
Arnold's 9, though.
Yeah.
Is he really only 9?
They're
he was so
like,
wise for 9.
He was,
old.
Right? I thought he was like
they're all under 9 or 11.
he's like Buddha for 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
Football head.
And Gerald was
Buddha
like
belly.
The soul man. Gerald built the soul.
Yeah. As a cast, did we all sit down and watch episodes together?
Yeah, we had
a couple.
That was like our first like 2 rehearsals or so. We'd like go through lines while watching the shows.
It's much more fun than the average read through.
Yeah.
You read through the script, like when I read through the Pete and Pete script, especially before I watched the episode. I was like, what are some of these lines? Like, this can't possibly be right. And then you watch the episode, and they pretty much copied word for word, letter for letter, what was being said. And sometimes the script would just say, like, weird noises. And you're like, weird noise, what is that? And then you watch it, and you're like,
oh,
weird noises, all right.
You can actually tell from the scripts which ones I typed up and which ones Pete typed up.
Oh, good.
Pete have a lot more vulgarity.
Yeah, I was trying, for some reason, very hard at the beginning of this whole process to be very serious and professional, and I think that's where Pete makes a really good co-director, because he was like, Robin, really, like, just put down play on stage and they'll figure it out. And I was like, oh.
Sick,
you know.
Intro song.
Yeah, like, Pete's stage directions are break into shenanigans or sick intro song.
We are shooting off rockets in the forum.
we're not shooting off rockets in the forum, Matt. We're not.
Yeah, seriously.
It was a joke.
Maybe we are. Now, was it weird watching, for the live people one, watching the kids, and like, was it hard thinking, man, I'm not gonna be able to match that, or is that?
It's kind of, yeah. Like you know, we're not all doing it exactly like Arnold or Helga or Little Pete, you know. But
I kind of think that's the cool thing about it though, because like you're gonna remember the episodes, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, and it's gonna come back to you. But at the same time, I mean, what makes a live show so amazing is that it's not a celluloid image, is that it is a live person. So I think it's going to be neat to see what each person picks up as, like, their own little quirk.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I can tell you, I'm playing a little boy. And clearly, I'm a 20-year-old young woman. So, I mean, I definitely have to get into a different mindset before I do my thing. But it's just, like, it's too much fun not to. So it's easy to get. I mean, it's not the first time I've played a little boy either.
Not the first time I've played a biatch either.
It's just fun to pick up like your own quirks and stuff, because it makes it yours.
Yeah.
Speaking of quirks, I'd like to point out that I think I was completely typecasted for the role of Arnold in Arnold's Hat. For the sole reason that I never take off my own hat.
Yes, that's exactly
that
what it was.
Why it's like that.
That and your awkwardly shaped football head.
Yeah, well, I wasn't gonna bring that up.
But I think as far as like watching the episodes and watching how the kids in the shows acted, it was really interesting to see, like, those are kids. They're not like professional actors. And then like here we are, like we do a lot of productions and stuff, and we almost have to act like we don't know how to act.
Like we don't know what we're doing.
It was great to watch. Them and watch how like a 9-year-old or 10-year-old kid in real life plays themselves, and how they act like they would normally act just on camera, and that put a lot of like insight into like, well, I just need to be like let everything go and not try to act surprised.
I tried to score my script the way I've been taught in all my acting classes and break it down and find intentions and want and need and Meisner this and Meisner that. And
no,
I gave that up after about 15 minutes because I was like, you can't Meisner a kid, you know? These are just kids.
Yeah.
There's the only intention behind this line is exactly how it's written.
Yeah,
so there's not a lot of subtext, you know, which is actually kind of nice.
like Ashley and a few other people at the very beginning would walk up and say, I mean, do you think this is right? Do you think there's anything I need to change? And I was just kind of like, I mean, it's making me laugh, and that's really the important part. You know, like, that's all that these TV shows were going for, and that's all that this show's going
for.
It's not serious. It's not a drama. We're not trying to change anybody's lives. We just want to entertain you guys for 2 hours. And then you guys can go home laughing and quoting Nickelodeon shows. and hopefully singing, you know, theme songs.
Mm. Now, is this only for college kids, or really could families come and bring their little kids and?
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Have we been advertising to families?
I don't know.
My 13-year-old sister and 12-year-old brother are coming.
The only thing I worry about is like these are so from our generation.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
Hey Arnold, definitely my 13-year-old sister.
It's not necessarily aimed at the college crowd, like the subject material, but it is definitely geared towards their nostalgia.
The fact that this is something that
they're going to want to relive. Like there are websites like Retro Junk that just list these things. And people will go on for hours and watch the old intros and stuff. Like, I remember that, and this is just a way for them to go, like, I know that kid, and I know the show, and he's playing someone from the show I watched when I was, like, 4 years old. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it is appropriate for families. We haven't changed any minds. We haven't, we haven't colleged it up or anything. It's exactly like it was when we were watching it on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think, kids who haven't seen the episodes would still appreciate it. I mean, it's still that fun humor that was Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And I think it would appeal to really any generation.
Yeah.
I mean, well, my mom hated Hey Arnold, but I mean, everything else. But I mean, I think it's still that good, wholesome humor. And I think, I mean, families are welcome, and I think you guys have a blast.
Do you have any questions for each other?
Well, Ashley, you're new to No Refund, right?
Yes, I am. This is my first time gracing the forum.
How do you feel about us as a club or as a group?
I really like the fact that it's very relaxed, but you still get stuff done.
Yeah.
I know that I had some scheduling conflicts in the beginning that Robin was more than willing to work with me on, and we just kept our line of communication open, and we were dialoguing when it was necessary. And we were able to work past it and get through it. And it didn't deplete from the show. It didn't deplete from the cast. Everybody's all hunky-dory. Everybody's fine. Like, it was just a really nice kind of paced, relaxed environment, which I really enjoyed because that opens it up to, again, I keep using this word and I'm sorry, but it opens it up to more playing than rather, it's not just work, it's play, too. It's fun. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a thick script that I can dig my teeth into and tear it apart and score it and all that jazz, but every now and again it's just nice to just sit down and just do a piece of theater for the sake of it, and I feel like that's what NRT is all about. I mean, they don't charge anything. They don't go into a particular space that's even meant for performing. I mean, it's the forum of all places. It's really just meant to, like, go and just have a good time, just entertain and be entertained, and I really, really, really enjoy that.
Oh.
That's a lot of the stuff I found too, because I had never done this before, and I was like, I really want to stay involved with theater when I get to college, but I don't want to be in one of like the big production shows that requires a massive audition process and then rehearsals five days a week, your soul on a silver platter, signed away in your blood. I mean, I'm so used to stretching myself really thin and doing as much as possible, but in college you start to find out that there's definitely a limit to how far you can stretch yourself.
Absolutely.
And so, in order to try to stay involved and still not kill myself. I mean, NRT, rehearsal week, depending on what you're involved in. And it's so low-key, small casts, fun shows. You get to pick what shows you want to audition for. So, I mean, if you don't want to do, like, a huge Shakespearean drama or something really profound, you don't have to. You can pick the shows you want to try to do and have fun with it and work it around your schedule. And that's just a perfect way to stay involved without being too involved and letting other things slide.
Yeah, I would most definitely agree. I think one of the great things about NRT is, like, there is a lot of variety, it is a lot of fun, and it doesn't require a whole crap load of time. I mean, we've had one, maybe two rehearsals a week so far leading up into our Hell Week, so it hasn't taken a huge chunk out of my schedule, but the show at the same time is coming along fine. And like you said, if you don't want to do a serious show, you've got stuff like South Park, Nickelodeon. If you want to do a serious show, we've got, Laramie Project, Henry V. Like, it's all so much fun, and the people are so much fun to work with. So,
I think there's nothing like it in college, really, at Penn State anyway. A show a week and different genres every single week, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool to be a part of something like that, and to hear the perspective of, like, somebody like Ashley or Colin who hasn't been in it
That's cool. I like that.
I do like that there's a show virtually every weekend.
Yeah.
Because then even if you're not involved in a show, it means that you can go see something.
Right.
You know, it's like, what the hell else am I going to do? Like, why not go and see a bunch of my friends, like, goof off on stage? I mean, what's more fun than that?
And it's free.
And it's a, you know, you get three different opportunities, so it's not like it's like a one-night only thing. No,
exactly.
You get, like, plenty of time to go and see it, and there's literally, like, you have no excuse to not do something on the weekend, because why not go see an NRT show?
And on that note, when can we see this show?
The show you can see Thursday the 16th of April, Friday the 17th, or Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m. in 111 Forum.
Free.
That's the selling point. That was the selling point for a couple of my friends, because I was like, hey, you should come to orchestra concerts in the fall and in the spring, and they cost admission. And I was like, well, come to percussion concerts, and they cost admission. And I was like, come to the NRT show. And they're like, how much does it cost? And I was like, free. And they're like, oh, we'll be there.
But you can't get a refund.
Yeah.
And it's Nickelodeon, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say to sell your show?
I think it's going to be a blast.
Surprises, maybe.
Well, you never know.
We'll find out.
There may or may not be a naked scene.
You may or may not see Travis's travesties. No, you won't. But there will be no nudity. Families can come. don't leave anything in the aisles.
Yeah.
Don't put your legs, feet, arms, children in the aisles.
But you can leave your heart in the aisles. After you leave, because you love the show so much,
or $20 bill in the donation bucket.
Yeah,
so
I would prefer someone.
And
heart.
Don't be afraid of audience actor interaction.
And
yeah.
I don't know
that
what travesties are. So.
Yeah, don't be freaked out if somebody next to you starts saying lines. but also, I mean, I think it's gonna be a blast. I think people are gonna come. They're gonna sing along to the songs. It's going to be a party when you guys come. It'll be awesome.
I mean, if you grew up in the 90s and you had a television, chances are you're going to thoroughly enjoy this. Even if you didn't like the particular shows. Like, if you weren't a big fan of Pete and Pete, you're going to love what we did anyway. Like,
it's
just,
still
because
hilarious.
Because we have toys.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
and you guys are going to, you know, see a lot of old toys, a lot of old shows, a lot of old characters, and I think it'll be fun.
That
I mean,
you've loved before and that you will love again.
Yeah.
Yeah. New.
You're going to relive
something
your
you,
childhood for like 2 hours.
Yeah. And there's going to be a couple of things that you've forgotten about. And you're going to be like, oh my God, that was so cool. Do you remember how excited I was when I had my own tape recorder? Like, you know, cassettes? Awesome. Like, that was a big deal at one point, you know? And we were very excited about that as kids. I remember being very excited when I got my Talk Boy. I thought I was going to be a spy.
Oh, yeah.
I never had one.
But
I wanted a Talk Boy, and my mom told me no because it was for boys, and then they came out with a Talk Girl, and I went, can I have one now? She still said no.
You are not Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I mean, come with, you know, come expecting to have a good time. You know, come happy, come, you know, ready to play along with the rest of us on stage.
Semi-formal dress, though.
Black tie.
Except he's lying. I'm just kidding. Yeah. As long as you have pants on, you're fine.
You can dress as goofy as you want. And in fact, you can paint your skin crazy colors too. It'll fit in with Doug.
Yeah, if you guys want
to
come in your best costumes, which I know people in this town dress as Nickelodeon characters for Halloween. There are some good, fine Quail Man costumes out there, and I think you guys should wear
them. That is a big one every year.
Yeah,
Quail Man.
Even if they're just the Legends of the Hidden Temple shirts.
The blue barracudas.
Everyone does Legends of the Hidden
Temple. As a side note, this is how we find out who listens to the podcast.
Extra credit points to those of you guys who did and also listened to it for 23 minutes and brought your costume.
And if you can put together the Shrine of the Silver Monkey, we'll be duly impressed.
You want
it? That's so hard. There was
nobody could ever do that.
I know. There was only three pieces. I was like, it's a monkey's head. It's not hard.
They're like, you're putting the head on first.
And
you're putting the head on first. You are putting the head on first.
Level of frustration at the incompetence of the other 9-year-olds in the world.
And it was always a trip to space camp. Like, shouldn't that be motivation to get it right?
And that always
like, who doesn't
like,
want to go to space camp?
That always
it
gave
was, like,
you the really crappy,
right?
Like, compensation prizes. Like, nerds, rope! Oh, great.
Well, that's gone in a minute.
That's
all right. Space camp wouldn't be.
That's true.
Space camp lasts forever.
Thank you, guys. So much for the memories and all these references that actually I don't get, but I'm still going to come to the show because
good to hear.
Childhood, yay!
Yay!
Right.
I had one of those.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't have
people.
Space camp and play Connect 4.
Yeah, let's go to space camp.
All right, thanks, Nicole. Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Go ahead. No, one more thing.
Still going?
Go ahead.
All right. One lucky winner is going to get a prize, and that's going to be a free trip to space camp. So.
That's not true. Don't
I was
believe
say,
it.
I want to go to space. Again,
okay,
so don't
bye.
Waste your
we don't
bye.
Thanks for listening in to NRT's podcast. Stop by next week for
The Philadelphia Star by Philip Berry. Directed by Ted Chiles, this romantic comedy will run Thursday through Saturday, which is April 23rd through 25th, at 8 p.m. in 111 Forum. All performances are free. So join us back next week when we speak to the director and cast of that production, which will be our last NRT show of the season. So be sure not to miss it because it will be your last chance to get some free theater in before exams and whatnot. There will be auditions for the fall semester of NRT shows, the second to last week of April. So stay tuned. We have a lot of interesting and fun happenings going on. Not only our final two NRT shows of the spring 09 season, but also auditions for summer and fall shows. If you want more information about this, you can please join our Facebook group, NRT Fans, We Don't Want a Refund, and on the little event list on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see our kind of sponsored events, one of which will be NRT Auditions for Summer Shows. So you can click on there, mark that you will be auditioning, maybe auditioning, I can find further details about the shows and the procedure. See you this weekend for the Nickelodeon Throwback. Bye, this is Nicole Arias. Take care.